Hello, everybody. Welcome to the East Coast Survival Network podcast. My name is Nick, and I'm your host. For this episode, we're going to be talking about settlements, or getting settled in an area where you don't necessarily live. For this scenario, I'm going to go with, let's say a natural disaster happens, and the government doesn't want to help. There's no aid from the government, and the economy starts to fail and basically tank. Now, everything's going to start to go scarce, you know, cleaning wipes, food, gas, oil, and we're going to have issues. There's going to be a lot of rioters and looters. As I'm saying, this is just a scenario. What are you going to do? You know, where are you going to go? Are you going to stay home, or is your house not, you know, not very safe? Like, yeah, sure, you got a steel door and some steel locks, deadbolts on your door, but when there's 15, 20 people looking for food, you know, in a large group, I'm sure they'll do anything to get into your house, especially if they know that you got food, water, electricity. as you all have been probably watching the news in the last, you know, 5-4 months, there has been a lot of rioters and looters, and it just shows the amount of destruction that even a small group can do to an area. Now, picture that moving towards a residential area and, you know, looking for actual food and scavenging and basically fighting and protecting their lives. And so that's what we're going to do for this scenario. Where are you going to go? Okay, if you don't have a bug out location up in the mountains or underground, you're going to have a decently hard time surviving. Now, what I do in my past episodes, I spoke about this briefly, the whole rooftop garden thing. That'd be amazing. You get a good vantage point from high up. You get to protect your crops, protect your family, protect your squad, basically. You're going to protect all of your supply goods. You're going to have your supply drops in, you know, different locations in case, you know, you got to bug out real quick. Or if your settlement gets overrun, you still have a, you know, a little bit of a backup safety kit or survival kit or a supply bag, you know, down the road. Now, personally, when I drive around, I look for buildings. I look at buildings and designs of buildings and to see if they have a flat rooftop, how to access that point, just in case something goes down where I gotta, you know, bug out and run. now, you're gonna want your, you want to basically do this. I'm gonna give you guys something to do. And it's actually decently fun if you're into this survival type stuff. I'm assuming that you are because you listen to the podcast, which I greatly appreciate. So let's just say, when you're not doing anything, drive around your area, okay? I'm sure you have a bunch of, like, mini malls or, like, a Walmart or even, like, a supermarket or anything. Drive around and look at other stores that it's connected to, okay? You have, like, these taxpayer-type buildings where they're all connected. They all have, you know, a connected basement and a connected roof. It might be at different heights. Those are pretty good, but you gotta make sure that there is a way to protect those. Now, personally, I'll give you my little scenario. What I originally, my plan A of where I wanted to go, it's about 2 miles away from my home, and it is a Home Depot, okay? It's a Home Depot connected to a craft store, connected to another, like, sporting goods store, and then in a supermarket. So it's all connected. So now, and they all have the same height on the roof. So now picture this, okay? Picture shit goes down, I bug out. Now people are gonna be running to the malls. They're gonna wanna riot and loot. But those things don't have value anymore when stuff goes down, when martial order is declared. You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna care that you got Nike shoes on. They're gonna steal that shit because they're nice shoes or they're waterproof or whatever. They're not gonna steal it because it's Nike. Trust me, they're not. So you stay away from malls. Try to stay away from Walmarts and Costco's and Sam's Club and BJ's. You stay away from all those shopping centers, okay? Too many people are gonna go there. Now, if you happen to go there and you could take over that area and have people that you trust, you know, with you, then by all means, you'll have a good life there. But trust me, you're not gonna get it without a fight. You're not gonna take over that building without a fight. There's no possible way. Now, I even want to say stay away from Home Depots and Lowe's and these craft stores, but and these home improvement stores, but this area is so perfect, okay? Picture this, okay? Like I said, it's a Home Depot, a craft store, a sports supply place, and a supermarket, okay? Now, picture this. I go there. I get up on the roof, okay? Now, if I begin to have and start a garden, which I'm getting my stuff right downstairs, you know, I'm getting the dirt, I'm getting the plants and everything right from Home Depot itself. No one's stealing plants. Personally, I don't think people would go there and steal plants when the riot's starting to break out. But if I can get there and get up on the roof, you know, hoist it up on the roof, I'm golden, okay? Go to the supermarket, get whatever dry goods that I can get. Go to the craft store, get some vases and anything that could hold water, like containers, as well as probably like super glues and tape and even clothing. I know some places sell like clothing, like cheap t-shirts. I could even get something like that. Even like razor blades. You know, I could just keep thinking about a bunch of stuff. So I could start getting all these things, and then sports supplies. I could get maybe some like catcher's gear, you know, and make it into some sort of riot gear or protection, you know, definitely have a helmet. So I have things to work with here. Home Depot, I could probably make a whole bedroom. I could make a whole house on top of this place. But if I could do that and I could secure that with a good group of people that, you know, I know and I trust, I'm golden. And this area is very close to a very, very large park, a public park, where eventually maybe I can move towards the park and start growing more crops. It's, you know, it would be the perfect scenario. But I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still scoping it out. But what I want you to do is drive around your area, right? And just look at buildings. You know, I even have buildings that are, I have a building down the block that's been abandoned for such a long time, and it's like the perfect location, and it has like, you know, the perfect roof, the highest point, and it's a gated area where it's big steel gates, and that's all covered with bushes, so nobody can even see in there unless you're higher up than the building itself, like from a helicopter or something, you'll be able to see it. But I would be able to protect that. I would be able to build like a little watchtower and protect that. But you guys definitely want to do that. You want to stay away from the malls, like I said, to and to go to the malls. If you saw that zombie movie, what was that, Dawn of the Dead, I want to say? Yeah, I think it was Dawn of the Dead, maybe, where they went to the mall and then stuff went crazy. And yeah. And then if you're like a Walking Dead fan, I'm big into like Walking Dead, so I really like those scenarios and stuff. But like they go to a prison. Prison's not bad, but I don't know how long you'll be able to survive. Like my local prison, you know, it doesn't really have a lot outside, so it can't really grow crops. And the roof is like kind of pitched roof, so it'd be decently tough. Hospitals, you know, you could maybe take over an area near a hospital, so you could have some sort of medical supplies, but you also want to have some sort of medical knowledge, which I actually have. But I don't think necessarily taking over a hospital would be good, because people, you know, rioters and shit, they're gonna go there, try to get some, you know, pharmaceuticals to maybe take while they're basically scavenging and everything. You don't really want to deal with that. But supermarkets, you could try to take over a supermarket, but it's going to be decently tough, because a lot of people are going to actually go there and try to get food and try to supply for the family. And they're going to kill you if you get in their way. You can try to just be as nice as you can to these people, these rioters and these looters, but in all reality, you can't really trust anybody unless you know them prior to, you know, this whole thing. And like I said, if you're a prepper or you're, you know, into survival type stuff, I personally think you should keep it decently quiet unless you're on a forum. I think you should keep it decently quiet, because once your neighbors start finding out and they're not preppers and shit hits the fan, they're going to become knocking on your door and opening all your stuff and eating your food and using your gas. So you just want to be careful about that. Also, if you could find a building where you could, you know, hide a vehicle, that would be golden. Hide a vehicle, maybe, you know, like how they park the vehicles inside malls. Like if you happen to take over a mall or like a supermarket, if you get a vehicle in there, that'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool. because then you at least have, you know, a really quick way to get out. So yeah, I'm going to be posting some stuff on my Instagram about this, and you guys could chime in and just let me know that you listen to the podcast, because from the analytics, I see that I do have a lot of listeners, and I really appreciate it, but not too many people want to ask me questions or, you know, talk on Instagram. So feel free to ask me any questions or leave any comments on my Instagram. And if you have the Anchor podcast app, you could actually go to messages and you could leave me a voice message on this app. I don't have to know who you are. You can just leave me a voice message. And I believe you send it to me and I could add it into my podcast, which I will do. And basically answer it from there and we can make a podcast together. So yeah, I really appreciate you guys listening, and make sure you follow my Instagram and my YouTube, even though I only have like one video on there. It's East Coast Survival Network. Feel free to, you know, like, comment, and subscribe. I really appreciate it, guys. Keep up the good work, and stay safe, survivors.